Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Rod Stewart began an 8-week run at the number one spot on this day in 1976 with Tonight's the Night. The song was banned by many radio stations in the UK due to its reference about seducing a virgin.
I've always said I'm no different to any, you know, when a 19 or 20-year-old, when I was that age. You're interested in women and cars and music, in not necessarily in that order. And it came easy for me because I was in a rock group. The one thing I did learn, I was never a particularly good-looking bloke, but if you're a singer in a rock group, you get the girls. So, I worked at it.
Tonight's the night. It's gonna be
Men at Work's debut album, Business As Usual, started a 15-week stint as the number one album on the US album charts on this day in 82. It's Colin Hay.
After we finished touring in 83, it was tense, and this incredible fatigue factor had set in, and we all ran away for a while, and for all intents and purposes, I don't really think that Men at Work really existed for a little while, and then we just drifted back together again. It was obvious that there was changes to be made, and the changes got made, and it's like a marriage. You've been married to five people at once, you know. There's bound to be a couple of divorces along the way, you know.
And it was revealed on this day in 1999 that Spice Girls were the highest earners in pop in the 90s with their debut album, Spice.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Hello, I'm Melanie B.
Hello, I'm Emma.
Hiya, I'm Melanie B.
That is Today in Music for Friday, the 13th of November at Mix 104.9.